Hello, everybody, and welcome to our extra elite gold plus call and diamond as well. And I'm excited to have us here and to be here to support you in whatever way you need to be supported. I know that some people can't make the evening calls, so we added some daytime calls. So we have some extras for you, and I'm here to support you in whatever way you need. I know that there was a sheet, and I'm pulling up my sheet now to make sure I don't miss anything. Today is the 16th. Today is my son's 26th birthday. So 26 years ago today, I became a mama. So Diana just did an RSVP, said she's going to be here. Paula, celebrations. No, that was from last week. So the only one I have here is, so there's no questions or anything so far. So we're here to support you in whatever way you need right now. And if you're having challenges with this stay at home and lockdown and all this other stuff and the fear and whatever else is going on, I'd love to support you there. I've been telling people that my life, my day-to-day hasn't changed at all because I'm typically, well, it has a little bit. I'm typically in the house all day on calls like this, right? And the only difference between normally and now is that I would have had places to go, like travel to do. But in this particular time period from March through now, or from January through now, I didn't have any travel planned anyway, so that didn't change. I had travel planned through May, and I had travel planned at the end of this month, and we had to switch our NEPT practitioner retreat to being an online retreat instead of an in-person retreat at the end of May. But right now, my life hasn't been any different than it normally is from that from that standpoint. So I'm very interested to see how that's going for you, you know, being, and, you know, some of you are always home anyway as well, right? So, and hopefully you're able to get out in your garden, Diana, I mean, because of the weather, I don't know. It's yeah, right? So anyway, I'm here to support you, and I'd love to hear if everybody wants to just take a moment to share how you're doing and then ask whatever question or share any concerns you have or share successes as well. I know last time Paula's success was, celebration was having more family time on Zoom and celebrating various, you know, family celebrations that way. And that's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a couple other celebrations.
Okay, good. Yay.
Yeah. Well, one of them is I came across a book on my bookshelf that I had completely forgotten I had. It's a book called To My Daughter With Love that my mother gave to me 30 years ago on my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's by Susan Polis Schutz.
Oh, I love her stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And my mother had written a letter and put inside of it, as well as on the different pages, she had written little comments. Yes. And I'd completely forgotten about this book.
Oh, beautiful.
And so I read through it, and it just, oh gosh, you know, it made me cry because I've been missing her so much. And she's been gone 9 years now, and this month is her birthday. Her birthday is the 22nd, so it's next week. So I was thinking about her a lot. So it was kind of like divine intervention that led me find that book on the bookshelf, and I've had a lot of feelings over this last couple of years about being inadequate and not enough for various reasons. And in this book, my mother was so affirming about me. And when she gave this to me, I was actually in massage school. I was going to massage school.
So wow.
I was on a whole different path and having a very challenging time in various ways. So it was, yeah, it was just a wonderful timing for her to have given that to me at that time and then to find it again now. So that Yeah.
That is so beautiful. What a just a heart connection to even go back to that. And those, I'm crying too.
Yeah.
I have some of her books of poetry. They're beautiful, very heartfelt poems. And I've given books like that to people in my life. So, so beautiful.
Yeah. And the other celebration is, since you and I talked a week ago, my intestinal thing has turned completely around and I am doing bowel movement joy. So having bowel movement joy. Yes.
I love it. I love it.
I am
so awesome.
Pretty excited. Eight days of bowel movement joy.
Yeah. I love that comment. Bowel movement joy. We'll have to make a little meme.
Right? Yeah.
Bowel movement joy. Oh, I'm so happy for you, Paula. That's so great.
Thank you.
Awesome. It's good to see your smiling face again, you know, because a lot of times when you're in so much pain.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
yeah. The last 6 months have been kind of intense and grim, really grim at times. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Paula.
Yeah.
Who else has something to share and who else has something to get support on? Yeah, go ahead, Donna.
So, as you know, my life was stressful before, but now with these guys here 24/7, it's really unbearable. It really is. It's, I don't, and like, you know, my husband will have calls. He'll, you know, say, don't disturb me when I have calls. But every time I have calls, you know, they make a point of, you know, since my time is, you know, not worth anything, they come and bother me and keep asking me questions. And, you know, it's like, I can't even sleep at night because I'm crying all the time.
Oh.
I'm so overwhelmed. I don't want to be this person who gets upset all the time, but I don't know how not to. It affects me day in and day out, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be the person I want to be, being bombarded with inconsiderate people 24/7.
Breathe. Is there a way to?
I don't know.
Lock a door and shut them out.
And they're like
bounding on the door.
Because none of my things are important
to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My heart goes out to you. And I wish I had a solution other than. It's got to come from inside out. Like it's creating an invisible shield that you don't allow them to penetrate. So right now, physically, you can't do that. There's no physical barrier. And emotionally, because of the kind of person you are, you don't have that emotional shields. So, you know, some of the techniques, and anybody who's on that's done the work with Laura, who helps us to create those boundaries, right? One of the things that I recall from her is that you, and that you don't do this in front of them, you do this, you know, wherever you are. This is me, that's you. This is me, that's you. And you create this space around you that you don't allow them energetically to penetrate. Even if they penetrated physically,
mm-hmm.
right? You can do your step back. And sometimes, you know, even going and figuring out where that starts, right? Starting here, you can feel your own energy. And as you move away, you start to feel, or it's easier actually if you come out and then you start to come in and you feel yourself and you know, like this is where my energetic field, I need to protect this. And knowing that when they do get in your space is to just step backwards to try to keep it separate, but also energetically creating that wall. And it sounds harsh, but it's creating this space that you're protected in and not allowing. You know you can't change their behavior, right? Been there, done that. You know you're not going to change them. The only one you can change is you. And so you said, I don't know how, mm-hmm. To not get upset about it. And it takes work, it takes patience, and it takes work, and it takes patience, and some techniques and strategies. And so this is one of them. But whenever you're feeling that, is to just go back, close your eyes and go back to your breathing. Close your eyes and go back to your breathing. Because there's no other way for you to change the situation other than to change your response, because that's all you have control over. And I know it feels helpless. It feels powerless because you can't control them. Yeah. But you never will.
I know.
I mean, it's an illusion for any of us to think we can control other people's behavior. The only thing we have control over is us.
And my biggest problem, if they want to be idiots and, as much as I want the best for people, I can't make them have the best. But it's when they, like, for instance, my son, he knows what he's allowed to eat. He knows when he's allowed to eat it, but yet he will come to me for hours, just nonstop. What can I have to eat? Can I have this? What can I have? You know what I mean? Like, it's not even something I can get away from. I've even tried wearing headphones in my ears with, nice calm music. Right. That doesn't work because then he's just like yelling at me.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't, and I know they have Asperger's and my husband's a narcissist, and it's like, I don't even have a fighting chance. Mm-hmm. And mentally, I know that, but it's like I'm getting beat down every day to be a person that I'm yelling and screaming. Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to be that person, but it's like I'm swarming in quicksand and I'm screaming to, Like,
yeah.
to let me, but nobody cares.
Nobody
and cares. I've even told them, after we went over the Dutch test and everything, and I told them, look, this is physical proof that you guys are stressing me to the point where physically I'm ill. I need you, to let me be. I need you to hear what I'm saying. No. In one ear, out the other, they don't care. Same old, same old.
Interesting. Yeah, I hear that. It's a over and over. It's their pattern, right? And they have a mental capacity that's not quite the same as the rest of us in understanding. I mean, that's a big thing, is being able to understand other people's perspective. It's very much about me and who I am and what I need. And they won't hear those words. As much as you say them, they won't hear those words.
I know.
They won't hear those words. So you can say them over and over, and you can give the same answer over and over, mm-hmm. right? The food is there's a shelf in the refrigerator that has everything you need. There's mm-hmm. a shelf in the refrigerator and everything there you can eat. There's like over and over, whatever that is. That's here's the thing with a lot of folks and the way they interact emotionally with others is if you respond.
I know.
Getting all agitated. That gives them a satisfaction.
Yeah.
And they know they've gotten to you. So I would, as difficult as it will be, but it's a practice, give the same exact answer in a monotone over and over when they ask the question. Because if you don't, if you say, well, go get it, what about this? What about that? And you interact with that dialogue, you haven't shut it off.
I can stay monotone and calm and say those things over and over, but it's the fact that, they have no regard for another person, and you know what I mean? And that's the part that infuriates me, because I'm treated like garbage, even though I do so much for these people. Yeah. And then that feeling is what makes me explode.
So you are treating them with the best kindness and love you can. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't get acknowledged.
Right.
No matter what, over and over again. And how long have you known this?
And I don't, it's like, so another issue I have is, you know, like, you know, I'm an all or nothing person, obviously. I feel like if I don't do the things that I'm supposed to do to be a good mom, then I'm not doing my job requirements. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like if I'm not, you know, I don't know the word,
subservient,
subjecting myself to, you know, because that's part of doing it, I'm going to get subjected to badgering, then I'm not doing my job. And the only other alternative that I can see is to not do it, but then I'm not being the mom or the wife or whatever.
Okay, so your belief, it sounds like, is that you need to serve them to be a good wife, a good mother.
Not serve, because I'm not that kind of person. by any means. but just, you know, always trying to do the best for Xander. You know, I do a lot of stuff that I could just say, you eat whatever you want, you do, you know, you just become sick or whatever, instead of me taking my time out of my day, out of my things that I would like to do, which I never get to do. And I'm always doing things because they have to get done because other people can't think on their own. And, you know, it's like I'm dealing with two-year-olds. They really can't think on their own. So I'm constantly doing everything. So I have no time for myself.
Okay. So here's, you're constantly doing everything. So I want you to make a list, right? Just sit down and make a list of everything that you're doing for them throughout the day. And let's see if we can consolidate that and do the minimum you need to do to be a good mom, right? I mean, I think you're already doing more than the minimum you need to be a good mom. And let's just get it down to give you some space. So you're doing the minimum, like you provide a roof over his head, done, right? You buy the food and prepare it and stick it in the fridge, done. Right. So more than beyond that. So make that list. And if you make the food and it's in the fridge and he asks you the question, what can I eat? It's in the refrigerator. Give him a shelf that's his. It's in the refrigerator on the second shelf. It's in the refrigerator on the second shelf. It's in the refrigerator on the second shelf. There will be, it's not going to overnight get him to stop asking. But eventually I bet he will get that, and maybe you'll have less and less and less of the repeat. It's in the refrigerator on the second shelf. It's in the refrigerator on the second shelf, right? But the issue is I perceive that you have these boundaries emotionally that you want to create, but they're not aware of what the boundaries are, right?
Even if you tell them,
but you don't tell them, right? You have to show them. Right? Telling them isn't going to work. You already said that, right? It's like working with two-year-olds. They don't get it. But with a two-year-old, that kind of thing does work eventually. And it may take 100 times. It's in the refrigerator on the second shelf. It's in the refrigerator. Mommy, I want to have, you know, cake right now. You can have the carrots. They're on the second shelf. They're, you know, over and over and over again, because they know, just like the two-year-old, mm-hmm. that if they keep going enough, they're going to break you down. You're going to scream. You're going to yell. They've gotten their satisfaction in whatever way that is. The same way with a little kid. They want attention. Mm-hmm. And they don't care if it's good or bad attention.
Right.
Right. So I think for you, it's training yourself to have those boundaries and stick with them. Right. And yeah, you're going to want to trigger, and you're not going to be perfect, but the more you're aware of it, the better you'll be. And also your heart is breaking because you're not getting the love or the appreciation for all the love and the things you're doing. Yeah. And this is going to maybe sound harsh, but it's never going to happen.
Oh, I
right.
It's like, I know that, but you know, as a human being, I need love and affection, and I will never get it. I'm alone.
I will never get it from them.
From them.
I will never get it. That's a big distinction for you to make, Donna.
Yeah.
I won't get it from them. I can't get it from them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They don't have the ability.
They don't have the ability, and it's no reflection on you.
Right.
It's no reflection on you.
And I feel like I'm the one that has to suffer because I made this poor decision, you know?
Yeah. And there's a lot we can't control, unfortunately, right?
Mm-hmm.
When someone dies that we love, we can't bring them back. No. And our heart aches for that. And it's almost like that with you, right? This husband and child that you long for, they don't exist.
Yeah.
Right? What does exist is these two. And it's learning to love them in a way that also protects your heart. And expectation is the biggest source of disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
When we expect things from certain people, we expect others to be able to love us in a certain way.
Yeah, and even though I know that they don't have the ability, I keep longing for that, and it's like I keep setting myself up to be hurt.
Yeah.
But it's like I don't know how to be a cold and uncaring person. And I feel like if I don't do that, then I'm just going to keep being hurt.
Okay. So here's a belief that maybe we can work on. The belief is that either I'm going to let them walk all over me and I'm going to expect to get something in return. I'm not going to, or I'm going to be a cold person.
Mm-hmm.
What's in between?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't be that cold person, and I don't see me being able to be who I am deep down and still find a way to deal with them without them affecting me in such a negative way.
And that has to do with that protection that you put around yourself. You don't have to be cold. It doesn't have to be cold. Your heart is still very warm. We can feel that, right? We can feel how deep her caring is. So you can't be cold. That's just not in your nature. You can't be that way. Okay? But you can still provide for them in the way that you feel is the best way to provide, not the way that they want it. And that's a big distinction.
I know.
And then just come from that place, I love you. I love you. When that starts playing in your head, I love you. I know you can't love me back the way I want to be loved, but I love you anyway. And you give of yourself without giving all of yourself.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that's something to learn. And anybody that's had, any experience with the energy work, with working with Laura, wants to chime in and kind of see if there's something you want to share with Lynn or who else is on here, Angelica. Is there anything at all that you can offer, Donna?
Yeah, I really want to acknowledge you first for the gift in this struggle. Okay, so I really want you to see your gift here. And it sounds like you're very sensitive. And by that, I mean, you can really feel other people's feelings and energy. Mm-hmm. And that may be why you're feeling so much guilt and intensity around this, your family, your household. I want you to know that actually sometimes that's other people's energy pulling from you. And it's not always coming from inside from you. It's sometimes other people's stuff. And because you have this gift, you're an empath, you're so sensitive, you have this big giving heart. That's why, you know, you are feeling this so intensely. So I just want you to like, I really want you to just be compassionate towards yourself. The fact that you care so much, and that is why, you know, you're also experiencing the wound side of this gift, is that you can have leaky boundaries, right? And then when you feel other people's stuff, man, it's intense. And it makes you just want to like hide in your room, pull the covers over your head and just hide from your life, because it is so intense to feel all this stuff. So I just want you to, yeah, I just want you, and I identify so much. I live with family too. And I just want you to, yeah, sit with that and just notice that it's a gift. And all you have to do is how to learn to exploit the gift part of it. How can I use this in my life to fulfill my purpose? And then how can we, you know, work with the womb side of it? And how can we work on that strong energy container that Dr. Rita Marie demonstrated? And yeah, so that's what I want to give you. And I know that you're on the right track. The fact that you're aware of this, I'm just so excited for you. I really am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you still have some sessions with Laura that we've been talking about getting you. And Laura has this knack for being able to just like hone in on that, the boundary thing. She is so good at that and helping you to come to what is it that I can do to in this situation, right? That's her gift, is just so powerful in that. So let's get you set up.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think now is a good time. And Lynn, if you had anything more you want to add, and then we'll move on.
No, I'm sure that Donna is saturated, but you know that we're all here. We support you.
Yeah.
And you can rest, you know, and you have a strong faith in God. And so that is, you know, even if it's 3 minutes.
Without him, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Amen. So just with your breath, ask to hear his voice and feel his comfort, because his love surpasses all.
Right. Thank you.
You know, the breath, really going back to the breath and the appreciation piece, really helps you to tune in to that inner wisdom that comes from out there. And when you can go into the breath and just catch yourself and breathe and just ask the question and then sit waiting for the answer. And the question is, what's my best response in this situation? And just sit with it. And it helps to break that frenetic energy and that fear and that despair that comes in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
And then just wait. And you will hear or see, or you will get inner guidance from that when you can just take that pause. Okay. And echoing what Lynn just said, we are here for you. You have lots of love pouring out at you right now in this group.
Mm-hmm. I thought this group is so important to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for sharing. And I'm grateful that you feel safe enough to do that, because to be in that situation and not have anyone to share it with would be very painful.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts are with you. So everybody take a breath. If anybody has anything they want to say to Donna before we move on, just open up your mic and just say it.
I just wrote a few things on the chat. She could probably read that. Some things that have worked with me when I'm trying to say difficult things. Can you see it, Donna?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't really need to repeat it.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll pray for you, honey. And I'm really thinking about you. And I just want to reiterate how courageous it is for you to share this, you know, so you have that inner strength. And I'm so glad you're going to work with Laura. I think that'll really help. Well, one day you'll be able to go to that scenery behind you.
Alone, by yourself.
That'd be nice.
Yes.
Hey, Donna, I just had a thought come to me when Lynn was referring to relationship with God. And I was just getting this vision of when you are doing all these wonderful things and these loving things and putting your heart out to these people who just want to trash you and don't care, don't have the capacity, and you just need that big hug. I just saw Jesus just grab hold of you and put his arms around you and say, oh, honey, if you only knew how much you are loved by the Father, because he sees what you're doing, and he is so proud of you.
Yeah.
Think about what he thinks of you. He's the one that keeps the book. One that's going to put his arms around you. And if you need to step away for a minute, close your eyes, put your arms around yourself, but feel the Lord Jesus wrapping his arms around you and holding you. Because that is true love. That is what we believe in as people that believe in God. That is where our true love comes from. It is the only source of true love.
Right.
The humans always seem to let us down. No matter
always.
How so just yep. I just got that feeling. I just literally saw Jesus put his arms around you and hug you. And you know, he's just saying, oh, if you only knew how proud, how much love I have for you. If you could only feel me, I'm right here. So that's all I wanted to do, is just let you know that was just a feeling that I got. And I've had to do the same thing in the past. I was in an abusive marriage many, many years ago. And I can totally relate. I was sitting here holding back tears. So it is a hard situation. And when you've got a good heart, like you and I do, because we want to do for people that we want to love, and we don't get it back, we just get abused. It's very hard. I ended up having to leave that relationship. And, you know, the love, the love was totally gone until we destroyed it. Literally destroyed the love. But I could totally relate to where you're at. You desperately want to work it out, and it might not be meant to be, but you know, the Lord's always there. You are not unloved. You are so loved. You just don't know it because this the situation, but it's there. Just grab hold of that. Grab hold of yourself, like Dr. Rita Marie's always, give yourself a hug. But close your eyes and see Jesus putting his arms around you. Okay? And then we're all praying for you.
Okay? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. All right. Who else has something they would like to share or need support with or would like to say to Donna even? Jeannie, good to see you. It's been a little while. Are you moved yet?
I am. I couldn't get in today, Dr. Rita Marie. I didn't get an email or a link or anything. So I've been spending my time trying to figure out how to get in.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Did anybody else get an email? Everybody should have gotten an email. Yeah. Yeah. And there is a password that's been added to these because of the Zoom security thing.
Yeah,
I'm glad you got in.
I put it on Facebook and Lynn
helped
me get in.
Oh, good. I'm so sorry about that. I'm just going to write a note down to see if maybe something happened. Do you check your spam?
Yes, I check both.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and I got one last month because I tried to go in on last month because I thought, well, maybe I can get in.
Yeah, it's the same thing that you didn't have the password.
Yeah. I went to the calls and recordings, and it, you know, it said you'd get an email. And
right, we're trying to be careful because they say if you share the links and the passwords on social, you know, and anyway, yes, exactly. Probably not a big deal because we'd know if somebody was hacking our meeting.
That's right.
Recognize the names.
It's not recognize like
300 person and like, who are you? Get out of here.
No, I'm. We are all moved, and our house has just started, so we are in an apartment right now.
Oh wow.
But yeah, I feel really good to be settled and, you know, unpacked enough that I can, you know, do my day to day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Much sleeping much better. And I have all that behind me.
Good. Yay. Congratulations. Good for you.
Dr. Rita Marie, I just have to say, maybe we would let them join our group because maybe if we change their diet, their whole how they earn money could change. I'm a big proponent of, I would like all prisons to grow food and have them serve whole food there. And of course, a plant-based, not that there couldn't be any meat, but do you know what I'm saying? Just really beautiful, clean, whole food. And I'd love to see it both in our prisons and our schools. Of course, everybody. But if somebody slipped in here and we could change their way of thinking because they feel different and they aren't so depressed or stressed or whatever. I mean, I know we all can manage stress or depression at times, even good, wonderful, healthy people. But I do believe in the power of the nutrition that you have walked and talked for so many years now that I think it can make a difference one person at a time.
Yeah, I love your attitude. I love that perspective.
Let him in. Maybe we can change their thinking. Like, what are you doing for a living?
Right. It's not like they're going to come in our meeting and try to hear the secrets of, you know, American Express for the, you know, the financial. There's personal stories here. They may get completely turned off by hearing. So, you know, or they may go, huh. You know, it's interesting you say that because the prisons, absolutely. And there have been studies where they went into prisons and, you know, did some food and nutrients and all. But schools is what really brings my heart too, because it's like, I've gotten in the bad habit of sitting with my husband while he watches the news, and I'll be there on my computer, and then I'll go, rah, 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 you know, that kind of thing, because like, what is stupid? So they're like, everybody's all, and the savior is going to be, we have to have a vaccine and a blah, 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 blah. And then they have a commercial for Cap'n Crunch. I'm like, they need to be telling people not to eat Cap'n Crunch and not. And so I kept saying, why aren't they telling people that they, you know, wash your hands and don't eat junk and get off the sugar and eat lots of vegetables. And then you see the commercial for Cap'n Crunch and you go, that's why they'll lose their sponsors. Right. And it's, I want to see a world where we're driven by love and caring and health is what makes decisions instead of financial gain, right? They don't want to look at the fact that we create health here. The enemy isn't out there. The enemy is what we put in here. And when we change what we put in here, we gradually make those shifts so that we are less susceptible and we are healthier.
I think if we were healthier, our productivity in this whole country would be off the charts. We would have never seen the ideas, the solutions, the growth, the kindness, the amazing behavior if we felt better and were healthier and not so weighed down with the cancers and the heart disease and the things. It just would be amazing to see what we could do with our health.
Absolutely. And that's why when you said prisons, yeah, it's one thing to change that, but it's another to change those little children, right? They're completely moldable. They are at the mercy of parents to feed them, and their parents are watching this stuff and feeding them Cap'n Crunch and other such stuff because they don't know better. So it's that is the future of the world, is healthy children. I remember Marianne Williamson when she was in her presidential, you know, trying to get the presidential thing. And that's what she kept going back to, is the children. And I think people being healthy is the key to world peace, because healthy, happy people don't fight. They just be healthy, happy people together. Right. And yeah, there's always going to be those elements. Right. But overall, it's such a difference. One of our friends or somebody posted this thing about how this lockdown has been so healthy for her, because she's finally switched to this whole food plant-based diet, and she's exercising, and she feels better than she has in her life, mm-hmm. right? Because we're so caught up in the busy that it's hard to take the time. So I say, if your life has changed, which mine hasn't, if you're any less busy than you were before, which I'm not, then take that time. Take that time to establish those habits, to really get into those habits without having to run. Now, I'm not saying that having a busy life is a good quote unquote excuse for not taking care of yourself. It's totally not true, right? Because I'm probably busier than anybody I know. And I do find that when there's the stress piece, that I am reaching for quick things, right? I'm not going to sit down and make a full meal and a salad and whatever, but I have those things there that I can grab. I'm listening to this book called Tiny Habits, and he just went in and shared how he used his Tiny Habits approach to change the way he ate. And he's like, every, you know, beginning of the week, we buy all these veggies and we cut them up. We put everything in a separate glass container and we keep it in the fridge. And then all the food is just stocked with, you know, things that are quick and easy to grab. And then throughout the week, when they get hungry, they can grab whatever. And so, yeah, you know, the snacking while watching TV was a biggie, right? So they go to their, what he called it, his super fridge. You go to the super fridge and, you know, if you want a snack while you're watching TV, you go to the super fridge and you grab one. So, oh, I guess I'm going to have cucumber chips instead of corn chips, because there's no corn chips in the super fridge, you know? And so you have to set up your environment to make it easier for you to follow through. Right. And when you do, like for me, I go, I'm in a hurry. I have 15 minutes. What can I grab to eat? I did that yesterday. Boom, boom, boom. What did I grab to eat? I had sauerkraut and coconut yogurt, right? Because it was quick and easy. I didn't have to prepare it. It was already prepared. So my meal was sauerkraut and coconut yogurt. Nothing wrong with that, right? I would have liked to make a big salad and put the sauerkraut, you know, and done all that, but it was still what was available to me. And that's what we have to do, is create our life so that it's easy to do the things we know we're supposed to do. Right? It's easy to not take the things that we shouldn't be taking because they're not around. And it makes it harder when you live with somebody, but you can make, I don't want to call them rules, but you can establish behaviors that I'm allowed to eat from this cabinet, but I'm not allowed to eat from that cabinet, or something along those lines. So anybody else in your house, they have to put all their junk into the one cabinet that's off limits to you. That way it's not you're opening up and you're going, oh, I really should grab another whatever, you know, coconut wraps, but those chips over there look awfully good, right? So it's keeping yourself away from the temptations. I know, Lynn, you and I have talked about, you stop it, you know, to get a juice at the health food store there, and oh, they just happen to have these really cool looking gluten-free cookies. And yet you're getting to the point where to get your juice, you have to be exposed. And then if your willpower is down, which most of the time it is when we're running crazy, it's like, yeah, I'll just get the gluten-free cookie along with my juice. Because of course, you know, but it's creating those habits that help us to not be tempted. I bought these Julian Bakery bars. They're vegan bars, and they're really great protein bars, high protein, low carb, sweetened with lohan. And the vanilla ones just don't do anything for me. They're just like sticky and gooey and I didn't like them. So I ordered the chocolate ones. And within 3 days, I'd eaten the whole box. Okay, so I had another box on order and I'm like, how do I prevent myself from doing this? Well, I had had them in a place where I saw them all the time. So I'd go, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I'll just grab one of these bars. Oh, I'm hungry. I'll just grab one of these bars. So I deliberately put them and hid them in my pantry behind a bunch of jars. And so I wouldn't see them. So I would go, what am I going to eat? Oh, sauerkraut and yogurt. Okay, so I'll grab some olives and you know, arugula. And then I remembered, I'm sitting there and I think I might have seen something that reminded me of it, right? Something, and I'm like, something that was chocolate. And I went, oh, I have those chocolate bars. I wonder where they are, right? And I had to go scrounging through, but it made it harder for me. And I put them back, covered them up with jars again, and I didn't have one again. And that box lasted me for like 3 or 4 weeks. So what do you have to do to create an environment that makes it easy to do whole healthy foods and hard to do those other things? And that was my trick. It's easy for me to avoid the rice pasta that's in there because my kids aren't around. I only use that when they're there. There's cans of beans in there, right? There's all that stuff. I have no problems avoiding that. It's just outside of my regime. But certain things that are allowed in moderation, so to speak, I do these tricks to keep myself from overdoing it. Now I have to hide the jar of cacao that I'm adding to my smoothies. And I'm like, what is with you? But I always muscle test it. And if it shows up good, of course I'm going to eat it. What's that? What'd you say, Donna? You pointed, Donna.
I was just making, like, taking a big scoop and dumping it in kind of movement.
that's it, right? Yeah, it's crazy.
Dr. Rita-Marie?
Yeah.
You're familiar with the Food Network, right? The food?
Yeah, the food revolution, yeah.
Right, that's coming up soon. Yes. They're having their big scoop. So,
I just sent out an email and I posted it on Facebook, too, about that. Join it.
Really good information.
And it's inspirational. And John, I adore John. I was on that 2 years in a row and I wrote Doshin the other day and I said, before you plan your 2021, can we have a conversation? Because I like to be on there again. And he said, you know, we were just trying to expose them to different people and we have you in our Brighton Bush thing and we have you here and we have you there. So we didn't want to look like we were playing favorites. But I loved being interviewed by John Robbins. I adore John Robbins. I adored John Robbins since he wrote his book back in 87. And then when I got to meet him in person, I was like starstruck, like, you know, like I'm meeting, you know, some big movie star, but I was like, and he's just such an amazing, real, beautiful person. And the interviews with him are so unlike any other interviews I've ever had being on other summits because he gets to the heart of it. And he really is inspiring. So he pulls out of people what he's looking to get answers to. And what he's looking to get answers to is just such, it's so heartfelt. So yes, absolutely. I sent an email out this morning, a second email out. I sent one out the other day and I posted it on Facebook, but join it. Join it using my link. Because if I get enough people to sign up using my link, then I get invited to their house for a mastermind in the summer usually. And I've been there a couple of times, so it helps if we get there.
So. Could you just say that request again? What do I need to do? Because I would be willing to do that. I love them also.
Go to drritamarie.com/foodrev. drritamarie.com/foodrev. That's my coded link.
Okay.
There, I just put it in there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And just go to that link and sign up for it. It's going to be an amazing event.
Dr. Rita-Marie, it's probably a good segue for me because I swear I was on the computer like 5.5 hours yesterday listening to all these different webinars. I had such an amazing day. And you know when you get that incredible joy And you know that it is, it's like a spiritual inner joy. And you know it comes from, you know, all the wellness that you're doing, like good sleep and good food. And I had a smile on my face all day. It was so incredible. And I still, there's so much to do, my God, you know, but I was so, and it, what someone else was saying, could you imagine if we all ate well, how productive. I was so productive. I started off with shaving my head, which I haven't shaved my head
since. I was wondering if you just got a cut, but you actually shaved it. Wow. I
literally shaved it. And you know, it makes me think of, what's that movie, G.I. Jane? Have you guys ever seen that movie? Oh my gosh, you have to see that movie. It's with, who's that gorgeous woman? Gosh, I can't forget, believe I forgot her name.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. Oh my gosh, that movie, it's based on a true story. And it, she just kicks ass. Like, let me tell you, she kicks ass. It is so amazing. And she is so gorgeous with her bald head. It's sort of like my warrior head.
All right. So get into that warrior, that pose, that Wonder Woman pose. Just get into that pose.
Right.
That pose increases testosterone. Really, as we age, our testosterone goes down.
So what do? You stand and what?
Stand with your hands on your hips, right. Your legs at a, you know, a stance, and you just get in your power, the arms back. That's Wonder Woman stance.
Oh my goodness. And then I could wake up and affirm what I want because I'm feeling like my, you know, it's taken 3 weeks really with me resting and then just being like a spoiled brat doing whatever I wanted to do. And even I was telling Lynn, like last week, even though I had 3 days of fasting, water fasting, and then 5 days of the fasting with food, when I went to the grocery store and we were going to serious lockdown, everything, even grocery stores were going to be closed for a week. Yeah. They were like, serious here. We've got like 50 cases or 49 cases in our little Bahamas. So we're really trying not to, we're really trying to contain it, you know? And here I am, and I picked up things that I don't, like I love these foods, but I don't always eat, like eggs and filet mignon. and you know, and I'm like, and I knew it was because I don't know, some kind of old thing came up, you know?
Old thing like survival food or comfort or whatever, yeah.
And, you know, I didn't go crazy that week, but I ate full meals. And, you know, I was, by the end of it, I'm like, I can't wait till this is over. So I was testing like crazy, but I'm like, you know, that's enough. And now just eating lighter and better, I'm so excited. It's great.
Good.
I'm really enjoying myself. And I do realize, I feel like this is such a sacred time for me. It is such a gift for me. And I fully realize it's not the same for many people. So I feel like, I almost feel like that's important for me to really send love, you know, like when I'm doing my Vipassana, to really practice my metta, you know, to send love because, yeah, a lot of people need more light, you know, and if you have the space, and I just hope nothing happens to me, to my sister and to my mom, that I can continue this for another month or however long I'm going to have, you know, but I expect in my business, it's going to be a while before I start working on people.
Right. Cause you put hands on people. It's,
yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting, and I wish, I see this on the internet, but I wish this would be on primetime TV, is that there are some meditation or prayer circles, right? And places where people can find the things that you're grateful for, even in the midst of challenge, right? And to get some of that instead of the universal fear message that people are getting. Fear, 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 be afraid, be afraid, be deathly afraid. The enemy's out there. No, the enemy is, I wish I had one right now. I had yesterday, I picked it up. Assume this is a fork. The enemy is here. The enemy is here. And the enemy is in the listening to the negative messages. You know, the it's allowing others' messages to penetrate our space. And there's a lot of theories going around. This is a sham. This is the government trying to take over and take away our rights. That the virus is not dangerous. Then there's the other stuff, which is it's the most dangerous thing that ever happened. And I think that the truth probably lies somewhere in a balance, right? A lot of people die every day from heart attacks, strokes, the flu, right? And is this more potent? Yeah, might be, right? Is it more contagious than those other things? Sure. And do we have to protect ourselves? Who? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this thing isn't. Maybe it's just, maybe it's not any more contagious. And I'm, you know, not any more at risk going out to the supermarket than I ever was, that it really lies in here. I don't know the answers to any of that. I'm just going to stay in the place where I know that I'm going to do my very best to keep a positive attitude, to find things to be grateful for, and to eat really well, to meditate every day, to move every day, to do the things we already know we should be doing, and to do it on a regular basis, and to stay in that place, and to stay in a place of feeling it's all going to work out. Yeah. This too shall pass, and it's all going to work out for the better good of humanity, right? And it may be hard for a while, but that's where we all have to have a collective focus.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Dr. Rita Maria, are you, first, I wouldn't mind some names of some good bars to get. I know you used to do a bar at one point.
We used to do a bar until they changed the whole thing, and we would have had to charge $5 a bar just to break even. Like, anyway, because we're a small scale, we're not like, you know, and so yeah. We're doing them on. And so we stopped, you know, when they wanted, you know, $1,200 to print the labels and then the minimum of, you know, and I'm like, yeah, and I didn't have anybody to really manage it. So we had to stop, unfortunately. The Pegan bars from Julian are the cleanest ones I've seen.
P-E-G-A-N. From Julian?
Julian Bakery.
Julian Bakery. Okay, yeah. I can get that on Amazon, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon. Okay. The chocolate ones are addictive, I will just say. The others are a little chewier. So they're, you don't binge on them because they're like, okay, I'm done, you know?
Yeah.
But they're good for that emergency when you're traveling and you want something, but also make some, right? You have the time, right? And if you want them to be fortified and have higher protein like these, it's a protein powder. Put some sacha inchi or pea protein or pumpkin seed protein. And then use some of the recipes we have in Sweet Spot and in all of our other recipe books for those little, you know, the little balls that you can make, like a little
coconut balls. Yes, I made those before.
You can make those and just add some protein powder to it. And now you have a protein bar.
Yeah.
So I, now that I said that, I should do that. And you can, you know, just shape them. You can shape them however you want. You can be creative and make them cool.
You know, a friend of mine had this little, had a tray, literally like bars. I'm going to see her tray.
I bet you can get on Amazon and look for a silicone tray like that. Because I have them in different sizes. So I have them to make them like about this big. I have them to make heart shapes. I have all kinds. I don't have one that makes a full bar shape. But you certainly could, right? Yeah.
I'm going to ask her where she got it from. It was very cool. One last thing. Are we having, because I have to write down what supplements I'm taking and letting Lynn know about it. Although I had written down all the supplements, I wanted to, you know, separate them and what I'm taking. Are we having this talk tomorrow?
We're supposed to. Did the emails go out as a reminder?
I didn't get anything.
I just noticed I didn't get a call reminder either. So I'm asking our tech specialist.
I put it in the newsletter last week, right?
Yep.
So we are having it. So go to your newsletter from last week and get it and find out from Jazzy what happened and have her send an email. Because I had said to make sure, right? And you check with her. I know she's
there is a call reminder in there. I'm talking to them right now.
What time?
It's at 5 p.m.
Eastern?
Central.
So that's 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're having it. I'm going to be there. And it's whatever you want to be covered in that. And I think it's just the elite. So I think it's just the returning members. So those of you who are new, and it's just a special call that we had just for people who are coming back for a second or third year. Right. So, but it's basically to have a longer period of time, to go over whatever labs you're still confused about or want to review again or have some new ones, to go over, like, you want to go over your supplements. So, yeah.
All right, the call reminder is coming out. it had the wrong date because I think that workshop was originally an earlier date. So we fixed the dates and everyone should get an email today.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. So that's at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah. So come and think of what you want to talk about, right? Like, because we'll have extended time to be able to look at labs and look at supplement sheets and, you know, that kind of thing. It's called an assessments workshop, but you know, it's whatever. If you want to go over supplements, you can do that too. Okay. And depending on how many people, we'll just see how much time we have and everybody will get enough time that we can go over stuff. And it could be you're confused about your genetics that we went over a few weeks back. It could be any number of things. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Oh, Lynn put in the one for the vanilla cinnamon.
Yeah, see that.
Right. That's the non-addictive one. But the chocolate one is mighty fine. Let me tell you, if you can figure out and control yourself with that one, it's mighty fine.
It's called chocolate lava.
Chocolate lava, yeah.
Yeah. Ask me why.
Even sounds addictive.
Why lava?
Oh, yeah.
And it may not be addictive for you, but it is addictive. There's certain things that are still addictive.
Yeah, they're addictive.
And I won't eat anything that's used to be addictive to me because I respect my body too much. I wouldn't eat ice cream. But if I make my zucchini ice cream with protein powder, man, and I'm still working on that. It's just taken me longer than I thought to finish it because I keep getting interrupted with other projects to finish. But hopefully by the end of the weekend, I'll have that little ice cream bonus and you'll all get it. It was a bonus I offered to everybody in Sweet Spot this time around. And it's basically all my ice cream. There's like 7 ice cream recipes and they're functional ice cream recipes. I mean, one of them is just chocolate, coconut, macadamia nut. That's like, but you can add stuff to it to make it functional. But the others, I have like an immune support one and I have a thyroid support one and I have a collagen support one. And so they're kind of fun and it's not hard to make at all. Yeah.
I'm very excited about getting those recipes because I've just been buying some avocado ice cream that doesn't involve, you know, non-dairy.
Yeah.
And it's just tricky to get, you know, then you're looking, you think, oh, healthier option, but you have to look at the sugars.
The sugar, that's the problem.
And it's expensive. And I just thought,
it's very expensive.
I can make my own. So I'm just thankful.
Yeah, you can. And Paula knows the one that Paula was doing for a while is one that that's the only commercial one that I will buy. It's the So Delicious sugar-free one. And it's sweetened with erythritol. And it's yummy. And the problem is if I buy it, I don't just buy it and have a couple of spoons. It's if you listen to my video series, watch my video series in the beginning was I was standing in front of the open freezer, you know, with spoon poised. That's what happens with the So Delicious one too. It's like, well, it's healthy for me. It's only 100 calories per serving and there's 4 servings. So it's only 400 calories. I'll just skip lunch. No. So, you know, we do like, the mind plays those tricks, right? So it is very good. And for Paula and other people who have maybe some gut stuff, it wasn't so good for her gut. The erythritol. Most people can handle erythritol, but not xylitol. But some, I know other people like that, where you just get like bloated and gassy and, you know, the erythritol can do that. So, yeah. But that's the only one that I know of that is actually sugar-free. Why they don't do it? Why they don't just make a Lohan sweetened ice cream? Lohan is expensive, but it's cheap. Why do I say that? Is because you use this much. You just use this little teeny amount and you can buy a pound bag of Lohan for like $25, $30 and it lasts you a year or two. So like, yeah, why don't they use that? What we have to do is make people demand that. We want to have choices and we want to be able to get a coconut avocado ice cream sweetened with Lohan. But since we can't, we're going to learn how to make it. And that's the other thing I wanted to do before I'm just pulling my measurements out of my head from what I remember. I wanted to write them all down, which I mostly have, and then just make them. So if you see me 10 pounds heavier next week, it's because I made all this ice cream and I ate it all because there ain't nobody else here to feed it to. I have fed it to those of you who have been to my pot. No, nobody on this call has, but those of you who have, the people who come to my potlucks, I'll tell them about that and they'll go, well, make us some. And so I do, it takes seconds and they're like, wow, this is really good. And it looks like chocolate ice cream. You use a scoop. I know who had some. She's not on the call today. Annie Hansen. She was in Austin in December. And she came over and we made dinner together. And then she said, "I you need to make me that ice cream you keep talking about." So I did. And then we used the nice ice cream scooper and scooped it and put it out. And it just was pretty and delicious, and at least I got to split it with her. I didn't eat the whole batch, you know, but if she wasn't there, I would have eaten the whole batch. Yeah, but it would have been okay because it was a scoop of protein powder and it was greens, and it makes a big batch, even though it's very low in calories and fat, you know, and fat is there. But usually I just do the protein powder, some ice cubes, if I have frozen zucchini, which makes it creamier. And then I just put in the chocolate powder and or vanilla if I don't want chocolate. And then I put in something fatty. So it could be some coconut. It could be a handful of macadamias. It could be some coconut. It could be anything you want to give it the creaminess. You can leave it out and I have, and that's more like a sorbet, but it just is so much better with a little fat. So it really isn't. It seems like a decadent treat, but it's really not. In, you know, I've made it where I've put broccoli sprout powder in it. I know Donna's going, ew, I want real ice cream. But it's actually, you know, you can eat it as a meal and know that you're getting a wide variety of nutrition from it. So anyway, that's my spiel. We'll get it out. I'll get it done.
Dr. Rita Marie, do you have a greens powder that you, like, during this time when it's hard sometimes to get to the store, or else you get there and they don't
Yes, have I've been doing more of that because of that. You go, I like the Health Force Nutritionals, and there's one called Green Food Alchemy.
Green.
That's been my favorite, Green Food Alchemy. Or they, I don't know if it's an old name for it, or if it's a different variety of it, or Elite Green Protein. And okay. I just saw a note on Facebook that they had a 25% off, and I don't know if you need a coupon or if it's just across the board, but I saw it and I was going to go out there and order another couple.
Okay.
I like it a lot. And the reason I like it is it's high in protein. It's all greens and superfoods, but it's pretty high in protein for a green powder. It's got like about 15 grams per serving.
Okay.
And I've been putting 2 servings of that in my smoothie, or I'll do it and I'll make a shake and put 2 servings of that in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes it's just hard to get to the store or
you don't want to go that often. And then right. You won't wait in long lines to be able to get stuff. And there's always produce, but when we load up with it, but produce doesn't last as long. So, right. So what I would recommend is if you do and you have a dehydrator, get a bunch of kale, get a bunch of other greens and just do the kale, the chips. Okay. So you massage them down, wash them well, take the stems out, massage them down, and then add your seasonings. My family just likes it with salt, but I've liked it with, you know, salt and cayenne or chipotle or Italian seasoning or whatever to make these really nice kale chips. And then we keep them in a glass container and then we can eat kale every day without having to worry about it going bad.
I don't eat a lot of kale. I do still eat it, but the oxalate issue.
Yeah, you don't have to eat, like I said, other greens as well. If you get the baby arugula, it's going to get too small. But if you get the full size regular arugula, that's a good one too. And it's low oxalate.
Okay. Yeah. I have a lot of that. That's been my one true standby that I always have that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Johnny, did you have a question? Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say with the greens, I've actually been freezing them.
Freezing the whole greens or making a smoothie and then freeze?
No, freezing the greens.
Do you blanch them first or do you just freeze them?
No, I just put them in the freezer in baggies. I get that you know, the big, huge container, and a huge container fits in a gallon-sized baggie. I also do that with, like, so like spinach, spring greens, or whatever, and then I also do sprouts and microgreens.
Wow.
And that way I can put them in my smoothies, and, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it with the stuff that I'm going to use for salad, per se.
Right.
Wouldn't taste very good.
I get mushy or whatever. You know, but slimy.
Yeah, but so I just keep stocking up on, you know, big containers, so my freezer's full of.
Oh, good. That's green. Good to know.
Yeah.
Because I have an extra freezer. Yeah, yeah, Kathy.
Green Smoothie Girl kind of promotes that, you know, making your smoothies, put them in bags, make a batch of them, which is what I've just done. And you buy the live greens, fresh greens, and I mean fresh. And then you put them in the freezer just as is. So it's
So you make like a bag, like this is everything I'm going to put into my smoothie, and you put it in, and then you have to dump it in the blender.
Yes.
Oh, or nice.
Foam containers if you'd prefer to not put in a plastic bag. So many options, but making kind of a batch of them.
Yeah.
And the greens don't go to waste if, you know, like you say, Sandy, or Donna, for salads, different. But for smoothies, you can just freeze the greens or even buy them frozen at Costco and then just divide it up.
Absolutely great. And I love the zucchini freezes beautifully. So like I used to keep frozen bananas in my freezer. Now instead I keep frozen zucchini, and I can use that to make ice cream, to make shakes, to make things a little creamier. It's just an amazing one. And was it Lynn? Lynn was saying just eating, who was just saying the battered zucchini chips, right? You can make zucchini chips are easy, right? You slice them and then you put some seasonings on them, and then you stick them in the dehydrator, or you can do battered version of it where you make a batter. And I like to just make a batter from one of our dip or dressing kind of recipes. So like blended up cashews and macadamia nuts, or Brazil nuts and hemp seeds and walnuts or whatever, make a batter, like it's a creamy batter like you'd use as a dip, season it up, and then dip your veggies in it and put them on the dehydrator tray, and you make these delicious snacks. So it's really helpful to have these things, and you store them in airtight glass containers. I like the ones, I got to get more of them, because some of the ones that have just the lids that pop on after a while, they don't really keep it airtight. But the ones that have the little things at the edge, they're glass containers, and you pop them, snap them, those are phenomenal. They keep everything out, and it keeps everything fresh.
Really? Because I was using like plastic bags, so I've got to get some big containers of glass containers.
I just like to avoid the plastic, but when you're making like chips like that, if they have hard edges, they make little micro tears in the plastic bag. So if you have big pieces of kale and you put them all in there, they can be actually making little tiny holes, which takes away the air tightness, and then they get kind of, you know, gross and soggy.
Okay.
But here's the thing. If you don't keep them airtight, and like kale chips or anything like that, even sea vegetables, if they get soggy, you just stick them in your dehydrator for a little bit and you just pull the liquid out of it. Right. Yeah. Those are all fun things. Donna?
I was just going to say that, like, you know, what we're all talking about, like, so for my son, to make him more independent, I put everything together, like whether it's, you know, the fruit and green smoothies or the protein smoothies, I group, you know, like containers of all the powders and chia seeds and everything else that needs to go in there. So he makes it very simple for him to just dump.
Perfect. And,
yeah, it just works so much.
It works well that way. Same thing with elixirs. You know, if you have a specific set of elixir things you want to put powders and stuff in an elixir, make a big batch of it, measure it all out, stir it up well, and then divide it into portions so you have individual ones. Karen Osborne was doing that for her daughter when she was trying to get her hormones balanced. And like within a few months, it was easy. She'd been telling her daughter for years to do this and she wasn't doing it. So she made her up these elixir packets, and all she had to do was add water. And when her daughter got bored with the elixir, she decided to teach her how to turn them into muffins. And she would then grind up some flax seeds and put it in with that. And then, you know, some water and the flax seeds, and then put them in those little whatever molds and make little muffins from them. So if those of you have been to SIV or Shine, we've had those there. She's made them for breakfast there. Yeah. And it's amazing how you can make things that are the shape of something that's a comfort food, but you load it and fortify it with all kinds of great nutrition.
Sorry, what did you say about the muffins?
She would take like an elixir. Say you have some herbs and mushroom powders or whatever you have that you're going to put in an elixir. She would take that and add some water and ground flax to that mix. And not a lot, not like water to make it a liquid thing, just enough to hold it together. And then she'd put them in these muffin tins and the flax would cause it all to gel together. She didn't even dehydrate them. I suppose you could, but she was just put them in there and put them in the fridge and then you could just pop out these muffins. And you could flavor them, you know, put in vanilla, put chocolate, put almond extract or whatever else in there. And now you have these little very dense, nutrient dense, pick me up elixir type of muffins.
Cool. And it was refrigerated, not baked.
Not baked at all. No, not baked at all. Yeah. Yeah. And those silicone muffin things are easy to get in different sizes, mini ones or larger ones. So there's a lot of ways that we can, you know, get our comforty foods, but also be supplying that fortification. You know, you could take one of those and to take it to an extreme, you could put some green powders in there. You want a green powder that's not going to be so overpowering. That's why I like the food alchemy. The green food alchemy is not very overpowering. Also broccoli sprout powder, it's not overpowering at all. It's just real mild. And somebody that was helping me with some business stuff, and she was trying to get me to get this, somebody on our team trying to get me to get this thing together for this ice cream. And I was dictating, oh, I could put this in and this in and this in. And she was asking me about this green stuff. And so she went out and ordered it and she's loving it. And she'd never had it before. And I said, so how are you drinking? And she said, oh, I just stick it in water. I'm like, oh, I'm not even that. Like just sticking in water and drink it. She's, oh yeah, it's very mild. It's very hearty. It gives me good energy. So, you know, just play around with all the different potions and powders that you have and see what you can create. You take a base recipe and you say, how can I shift this around a little bit? Any of the dehydrator recipes that you have, right? We have crackers and breads and all that. You have access to all of that. You go in there and you say, okay, what can I add to this to give me some extra greens? Put some green powder in there, right? And if you take your veggies and your nuts or seeds and you make one of these like pâtés or dips, and you're like, I'm not going to eat all this before it goes bad. What you do is you just put it in the dehydrator, just spread it out and dehydrate it. Now you have a cracker or a bread or something along those lines.
I like to do that with my nuts. If I'm soaking nuts and like I just made the kale chips yesterday, but I decided to just soak extra, not pumpkin seeds. I usually use pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, so that they've already been sprouted and dehydrated so I could use them in the future, you know?
Yeah, quickly. Yep. My husband did that the other day with almonds. He said, and he got inspired because after I spoke to Terry Walls last Friday and I posted that interview, she was talking about sauerkraut and how good sauerkraut is for this and how easy and how she makes it. And I was telling him this and he goes, it's really that easy? I'm like, yeah, it's easy. So the next thing you know, he's chopping up cabbage and he's got two jars of sauerkraut fermenting. Right? He got inspired by that. And then he says, oh, you know, I love the nuts when we soak them and put some seasonings on them and dehydrate them. And so he did that with a bunch of almonds the other day. The problem with that is he leaves them on the counter and then I'm like, oh, I'll just see. Like you got to hide them. When I don't see food, I don't want to eat it. When I see food, I want to eat it. There's Annie. I was telling them about the ice cream. And I said, I was thinking of somebody here who might've tasted it, but you weren't here. So yeah, Annie got to taste the ice
cream. It's so good.
Yay. All right. So I have to go on another call in about, you know, 6 or 7 minutes. So anything else before we head out? Annie, you just came on. So you have
I was out walking and my battery was almost done. So yes, I just threw on the video. I've got enough of a charge. So I do have a question about blood sugar. I finally have a Keto Mojo and I'm you know, in the 80s, when I wake up. Actually, no, like when I go to bed, but I'll be 105 when I wake up. Mm-hmm. And it's been consistent. And I really, so, you know, the first 50 pounds, no problem for me. And I've been at a plateau for the year and a half or so. And I'm real, I know this is, you know, and I was listening to Donna. I'm like, oh my God, girl, I feel it. I'm living a similar life. And until I do something, I don't know that it's ever going to come off. I woke up this morning feeling like, I feel like my body shifted a little bit. But I ate, I don't know, I think my blood sugar was around 88. I took like a 2-hour bath, went to bed. I had no other food and I woke up and I was like 109. So what is my brain?
There's something processing going on overnight. There's a stressor going on. I mean, there's some physical things. It could be a parasite that is like overnight causing that. But there's some angst, right?
Yeah.
Or a memory of having some people who grew up in a household where dad came home drunk at 2 a.m. or that they'd had a break-in or that they were sexually assaulted by someone. And it's like the fear, right, that keeps you from staying in that deep sleep and keeps the alert hormones up. So it's a matter of looking at what that might be.
Okay.
Right. And I don't think it's that, well, if you had a high glycemic meal at dinner and it went down to 88, it might've gone way down. Like say ice cream after dinner and it goes up, it's normal. It comes down, it goes up, it comes down and it's normal at bedtime and then goes way down overnight. And that stimulates the adrenaline and the cortisol to bring it back up and it overshoots the mark.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how much, like for a green juice, I just had a green juice and I'm probably about 123 right now. So what, you know, like where do I not want to go over? I know you've been saying kind of like 110.
Don't go above 110. So with my trick, that happens to me if I drink a green juice, there's two things. Mm-hmm. If you drink it too fast, the sugar, there's no fiber. So the sugar goes.
Yeah.
The other thing to do is make your juice and then add a tablespoon of chia seeds to it.
I had the chia in there.
That slows it down dramatically.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I do if I'm traveling. At home, I just don't even do juice. I do smoothies, so I have the fiber. But if I'm traveling, it's easy to buy a container of juice. And so I take the first slug out of it so I can fit the chia seeds in it. Then I put the chia seeds in it, shake it up, let it sit for 15 minutes while I'm, you know, doing whatever. And then I'll drink it later.
Okay.
And that helps a lot. Yeah.
Okay. So I should shift over to smoothies.
Yeah. Or make the juice because you do have a higher concentration of nutrients. If you want to, if you're doing that, then add something with fiber to it once you've made it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this because I wonder if I'm drinking too much. What should a typical serving be?
Of a juice?
Like 8 ounces, 6 ounces.
16 ounces.
I'm drinking probably that much.
You can do, but wow. You know, 8 ounces is fine, but 16 is better. The ones they sell are usually around 16 ounces. And that's what I would eat at a sitting.
Okay.
If I make it at home, sometimes I'll do a whole quart. And that's usually when my sugar goes way up. I scarf it down like it's water in 15 minutes.
I think also I'm just drinking too fast.
That's the biggie. Yeah.
Okay. So I have they're all in my mason jars, the 1.5. So that is what? 12 ounces. So is that, how much time should I be taking to drink that? Because I do, I know I'm so guilty. I eat too fast. I drink too fast, you know?
Yeah. I would say, you know, 20 minutes to a half hour.
Okay. No. I'll try better.
You probably do it in 5 minutes. Cause you know, it's down and then that's a big influx. So try that, the slowing it down, but also try the fiber, the chia.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Good to see you. Some of you I'll see you tomorrow. And others I'll see next week. Have a good time. Always find those things to appreciate. In every moment, there's something to appreciate, right? Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard. I remember a good friend of mine had his house burned down in a fire, big fire we had here. And he had been at a potluck of ours about, you know, a month or two after, and it's the first time I'd seen him since then. I was like, hey, how you doing? How was the fire for you? Because it was in his area. How did it go? You know, he goes, oh, my house burned down. And he just continued the conversation. And I'm like, wow, like you're not all upset. He goes, well, you can't change it, right? He doesn't. And actually, you know, I find the gratitude. And there were some things about the house he had built it himself, a straw bale house he built himself. Because there were some things I wished I'd done differently. And now I have the opportunity to do it over. You know, talk about a lesson in staying in gratitude, right? What is that silver lining that you can find? And find it. All right, guys, have a great, I'm going to unmute you all so I can hear you all. Have a great day, weekend, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.
Bye, everybody.
Thank
you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.